Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Morning.
Hey, thank you so much for talking to me today. We are, of course, talking about your new film, The Price We Pay. First of all, what kind of drew you to this project?
This all started in the middle of the lockdown when we were, you know, really, we weren't really doing anything. And that's when I met this super talented writer, Chris Jolly, who based in London, and I met him online and we started talking, and, you know, we just wanted to come up with some idea that when this lockdown is over, I can just go out and make a movie with maybe with my friends, you know. And I felt like, and I just want to go back to my roots and do something crazy and fun, you know, bloody splatter, gore, fun movie. Kind of like a 90s vibe to it. So me and Chris started trading ideas. Then he came up with this basic concept of the price we pay. And that's fascinated me. And we started working in the script. And luckily, script went into Emil Hirsch's hand and he loved it and he got on board. And that's when everything started, you know, move fast.
Nice. Now you mentioned you know, it being kind of like a fun, gory kind of throwback. And, you know, I have to say that in a world dominated by like CGI, I really appreciate the practical effects that you use.
Thank you.
Would you say that's very important to, you know, keep that tradition of practical effects in horror films?
I really do believe that, you know, and especially I understand why they do it, you know, especially when you don't have much money and time to do it. Yes, it's much easier to do it in the post, you know, because these days it's very easy to add some, like, you know, muzzle flash and the blood and everything, right? But I don't know, I just, you know, grew up watching grotesque movie from the 80s, all those, you know, Tom Savini and, you know, Stan Winston, all that great, you know, Rob Bottin special makeup, right? And it just doesn't feel like that when you see this fake blood, you know, fake everything, you know. So but I understand, you know, if you spill tons of blood on the floor and every, you know, if you make a mistake, you have to clean everything, you have to change the costume, you have to just clean up your face and do the makeup again, and it's going to take time, and time is money when you're making, you know, movies. So I understand that, you know, producers always say, do it in the post, do it in the post. But, you know, when it comes to the post, they tell you that, oh, we don't have a budget for that. So, like, you know, I mean, I'm a survivor, so I know that I have to do on the set as much as possible. And luckily, the producer of this movie didn't say that. You know, they respect my vision and they're very supportive. So from day one, I said, like, you know, I just want to do practical effect as much as possible. Yes, we have to use VFX, you know, here and there, but not everything. And I think it makes big difference.
Yeah, it's very impressive looking. While I was watching it and taking notes, one of the things that I noted was I just loved how, as you said, it feels like a throwback film to like those really great 80s, 90s you know, pulp horror films. Kind of like going with that same vein, the surgery scenes, I think, were like the most unique and kind of intense. What was that like for the actors to do those scenes?
I think it was extremely stressful for Steven and Gigi and Emil. Especially Steven, it was his first day. You know, I had to, like, all day tied him up on the gurney. He couldn't move, and, you know, but he's such a professional. So it's like, you know, he just kept that crazy tension all the way. And I have huge respect to him. And it wasn't easy for everybody. And Vernon Wells, of course, you know, it was an honor to work with Vernon Wells. I'm a huge fan of, you know, Mad Max 2 and Commando. So Vernon Wells got on board to do the grandfather doctor. That was very good. But he had like long line. And, you know, but he was such a professional. He came, his background is like a theater actor. So, you know, no problem remembering all the, you know, long dialogue. And it was great. But, you know, since our main character basically tied up doing nothing, right, and this Vernon Wells, the doctor character, is talking, you know, long scene, so me and my DP Matthias, we had to come up with all kind of crazy camera and different interesting angle to make the scene stand out, because, you know, two people lying on the bed and one people talking, you know, for 5 minutes, it's not going to be visually interesting. But I think, you know, I was lucky to have this great DP Matthias help me out.
Yeah, and you two have worked before, right?
Since Downrange, yes. Mm.
The film looks great. I'm kind of curious, like, what was the most challenging aspect of the film?
Most challenging aspect was, you know, everything happened so fast, this movie, you know, right after the lockdown, you know, everything happened so fast. And once Emil Hirsch got on board and Emil made a phone call to Steven Dove, and Steven called me and we liked each other and we decided to do this movie, you know. And, you know, movie making, you know, the shooting is, of course, hard, but setting up the movie is even harder. Right. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of projects out there. Even they got announced, the movie never happened. Right. So that particular spot, that was 2021 July, we had just enough money. It wasn't much, but enough money to make this movie. And we had this window to do it. And but because I was, you know, I had this another obligation to do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Big movie in Japan, so I had to go to Japan. My window was only 4 weeks. That means I had only 5 days to prep this movie, 15 days to shoot, which is insane. And this wasn't the easy movie to make. If this is like, you know, two person locked up in a cell, talking, a little bit of fighting, it's easy. But, you know, you watch the movie, you understand. It's like tons of crazy things happen, and it's almost felt like impossible to prep in 5 days and shoot in 15 days. But you know, it was now or never situation, you know, because if we miss this window, never know when I'll be available, Emil will be available, Steven Dove will be available. So we knew that it's going to be chaotic, but you know what, let's just do this. And so it was like so intense, stressful, chaotic, exhausting 15 days of my life, you know. And no matter how well prep you are, no matter how much money you have, every single day, something happened on the set. And, all, you know, like 300 problems every day, right? But I don't know. It was probably because it was right after the lockdown. We all had this crazy energy that we just want to do something. So it was intense, but I think we were managed to capture that, the tension and the power energy on the screen. So I'm really proud of, especially like final 30 minutes of the movie when everything goes crazy. I think this chaotic passion, you know, because, you know, that's all I had when I was like 25 years ago, when I was nobody. You know, only thing I had was, you know, less money, a little bit of money was my friend, and I had the Super 8 camera running around in the woods and doing this crazy thing. You know, passion was all I had. But when you become the professional director, you always have another reason, right? You have to take care of the actors and the crews and the time and the money and the producers, all kinds of pressure. And, you know, sometimes it's very hard to keep your passion. But this movie, even though we only had 15 days to shoot, you know, only thing we had was this crazy passion. We just wanted to do something crazy and fun. And I think we did it. So it was a very, you know, exciting experience.
Yeah, well, I definitely think it translates, you know, as a very fun, as you say, chaotic film. I do love just how off the rails it goes, especially like you said, in the last half hour. Now I'm kind of curious, you know, since like last year we had the remake of Hellraiser, and of course you did a Clive Barker adaptation, The Midnight Meat Train. Would you ever, is there any like talks of a sequel to that, or maybe you doing another Clive Barker adaptation?
I mean, never know. You know, me and Clive became very close, you know, after the movie. You know, I mean, yeah, I still remember that the very first screening, right after the screening, Clive came to me and he gave me a big hug. He was crying, and, you know, he loved the movie, you know, and we became very good friends. So, yeah, one time we wanted to do this adaptation of his video game called Jericho, which is basically like a Predator meets X-Men in the world of Clive Barker, which was great. And but it's cost a lot of money. So and I love his story, like Jacqueline Ness. I read that somebody was trying to do the movie, but the movie is not happening. You know, like I said, setting up the movie is very hard. So if nobody's doing it, I would love to do Jacqueline Ness. And when we were shooting the movie, yes, Cribe and I had brief idea of the sequel. And one day Cribe came to me when I was shooting the, you know, Midnight Meat Train. He came to the set and he told me that, you know, hey, Liu Hei, I have a title. And I said, what? Butcher's Boy. So like, okay, so Butcher's Boy, Midnight Meat Train 2, that sounds promising. So I don't know, you know, you never know. Anything is possible. I love Cribe. You know, I love everything, you know, he did. And yes, I would love to do some, you know, Clive Barker movie again.
Nice. Did you get to see Hellraiser, and what did you think of it? If
I mean, I wasn't, it wasn't my taste. I thought it was very well done, but I just felt like it, I just didn't feel like Hellraiser.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard, you know, to do the remake, you know. I mean, I wouldn't touch that because the original one is a classic. And I believe that there are some movies you shouldn't touch, yeah, you know, like Scanners, I mean, or Videodrome. What can you do even if you do the remake? You can't beat that. And Hellraiser is like that to me. So, but, you know, it was the production value, everything was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think they played it a little bit safe, but wrapping up real quick, what else are you currently working on? Like what are fans, what can they look forward to from you next?
I'm working on, I mean, yeah, too many projects right now, but I'm really focusing on this new movie we are planning to start shooting in this April. And it is kind of like a horror, suspense, thriller movie, but it's not like what I've done. You know, it's not like splatter gore, serial killer kind of movie. It's a different kind of, you know, suspenseful, high tension, you know, movie takes place on the ocean. So that's all I can say. But it's very challenging because this is the movie that I've never done before. But that's what I really like to do. I don't really like to repeat myself. So I'll try my best to do something very different from what I did and try to do better movie every time. So.
All right, that's great. Well, thank you so much again for talking to me. Big fan. Love the movie. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.